Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Keith Naughton. Ford has stopped making a hybrid version of its top-selling Explorer SUV. The news comes the same week that the CEO, Mary Barra, announced the company would be refocusing on offering more hybrids instead of fully electric vehicles. So, Keith, let's start talking about the Explorer. Why will the company stop offering the hybrid?
Well, the hybrid version of the Explorer turned out to not be very popular. It only accounted for about 4% of the mix of Explorer sales. And the reason for that is its gas mileage wasn't that great. It wasn't tuned to really maximize mileage. It got about 27 miles to the gallon, and its key competitor, the Toyota Highlander, gets about 36 Highlander Hybrid, I should say, gets about 36 miles to the gallon.
So what's the option? I mean, what can you do?
So there are other hybrids in Ford's lineup. They have a very popular small pickup truck, the Maverick Hybrid, and their F-150 pickup truck also comes in a hybrid. They have a hybrid Escape, a sort of small SUV. But their CEO, Jim Farley, has said he wants to quadruple hybrid sales over the next 5 years, and he plans to offer hybrids throughout their lineup. So this kind of goes in a different direction from that.
Well, what makes those work?
I'm sorry?
What makes those work? Why are those so popular then, and the Explorer sales weren't?
Yeah, so the Maverick and the F-150 hybrid both get outstanding fuel economy for vehicles of that size, and they've proved very popular with buyers. You know, the hybrids have turned out to be sort of this middle ground for buyers between traditional gas-fueled vehicles and full electric vehicles. They're more affordable, but they still give you a big savings on fuel.
So why focus now on these hybrids instead of EVs? I know it's kind of like, you know, putting your toe in the water.
It is exactly. It's a way to get into electrification in a more affordable way. Americans have been balking at the price of electric vehicles, which average about $60,000, and are worried about sort of getting stranded because the infrastructure of chargers isn't fully built out yet in the United States. So they're looking for a way to reduce their carbon footprint, and hybrids offer this kind of economical alternative.
Is that the case with other automakers as well, as that their hybrids sales are more popular?
Yeah, hybrid sales are really hot right now. They are up 65% in the United States last year. Toyota is doing great business in its hybrids, but so are Hyundai, Kia, and Honda. All of those companies are selling every hybrid they can make.
What are the price differential between a hybrid versus an EV and in those particular ranges where people are buying?
Yeah, the average price of a hybrid is about $42,000. And as I said, an EV average is about $60,000. So it's a pretty big price spread. And, you know, hybrids used to be a lot more than conventional gas-fueled vehicles, but that gap has really narrowed. The Toyota RAV4 hybrid, for example, is about $1,600 more than the gas engine version. So not that big of a difference.
And, in California, eventually they're going to ban the sale of any gas-powered new vehicle. And I'm wondering to what extent that's going to play into the demand for hybrids and EVs.
Yeah, dealers have really been pressuring Detroit and other automakers to offer more hybrids because they're seeing consumer reluctance. And the dealers also have written to President Biden and asked him to slow down the EV mandates. So, you know, the emission regulations are going to get more stringent. It's likely Ford will have to bring back some sort of hybrid version of the Explorer. They also have plans in the works for a three-row all-electric SUV that could be badged an Explorer. So the EVs are still coming, but they're coming at a slower pace than the industry expected. So for now, hybrids are the alternative.
Keith, thanks very much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Keith Naughton. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.